Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Friends, this is your friendly neighborhood web slave, Iruka Yuiwell, welcoming you to Kinky and the Geek's 50th episode.
Yay! And I didn't have to do the voice, which I'm greatly, greatly appreciative of.
Well, I don't get to be here as often, so I'm going to consider it a special treat to get to do it.
Oh, yeah, totally. We're happy to have you. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. That's fine, I didn't have to come up with the voice.
Yeah, this is Mighty Bill the Geek.
Yeah, also didn't have to come up with the voice.
Oh, but it wasn't my turn anyway, so.
Thank you for helping me dodge that bullet.
You've done that twice now.
And we're joined by our usual studio audience, Phantom. Who's actually going to be contributing. So. And Iruka Yuiwell. And we've got Amber. Were we saying Amber before, or were we saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We were. Until when I'm DJing, but Amber's okay.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, because I was like, I wasn't sure what we had decided on before.
Yeah.
So I'll edit that part out.
No, you won't.
No, I usually don't.
Nope.
How have you been?
I've been really good. How have you guys been?
Oh, pretty good. Recording.
Yeah. Cleaning.
Yeah. Lots of cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
dear God.
Yeah. All of us have been cleaning.
We're in the middle of party season for Kinky and the Geek.
Exactly. So it's been like just nightmares of...
Last weekend was at Phantom and Flesh Vines, and this weekend we'll be at Iron Mighty Bill's.
Yep.
Yeah, we're bummed that you aren't going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I'm DJing that night for this actually really interesting party.
Okay.
It's on top of one of the hotels.
Oh, nice.
Like, I'm on the roof of a hotel DJing, so I kind of couldn't pass it up. It was an interesting
opportunity. Where is this? Where is this? Because I see Bill all the time.
I will look this up, because I honestly can't remember what hotel it is.
Wait, isn't that a Sunday night?
I just got the finger, incidentally.
That's a Sunday night, right? You're doing it actually on Halloween. Okay, because our party's the night before.
Oh, I'm at a party, the collaborative power gallery.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought yours was the same night as the one at the Glenwood Hotel, or whatever, Glen Hotel.
We just went...
Sunday night, I'm at the Glen Hotel.
Yeah, this is kind of like your busy season right now, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
I tell you what, we're going to hang up real quick and call you right back just because you went all robotic.
Yeah, so did you guys.
Okay, just 2 seconds.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, it's fine. Hopefully, we're hoping this doesn't happen through the whole podcast.
Yeah.
We just don't have the best of luck.
I have kind of slow internet, and I think that sometimes affects it.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, and my computer, just you never know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
It has its own agenda. So yeah, have you been kind of slammed lately?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've been doing a lot over at CoLab and trying to help them through some stuff because they're trying to get things more. They had some problems with the cops and stuff.
Okay.
Stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely stupid stuff. They even went through all the right legal channels, and it just seemed like there were some forces working against them.
That's weird.
So they've been trying to, you know, get all that sorted out, but I've been doing some private stuff over there. It's been really fun.
Okay. Very cool.
Now, is this hotel where they're doing the party, is this somewhat place they did the superhero party?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Since I didn't go to the superhero party, but it's possible. It's one of Jason's events, and that was his as well, I believe.
Okay, because I've seen the Photonomes pictures, and it was on the roof somewhere of everybody, which is rather interesting with everybody in their superhero outfits.
Mm,
and you had the skyline behind on cool.
And nobody jumped.
No.
I'd have been like, I can make it to that other building. Surely. Pretty much people in superhero costumes on the top of a...
Yeah, but these are nerds. These are
roof. You're just kind
of... drugs enough.
But this is more... Well, these are also more of the nerdy, geeky people, in the, so they know not to jump around like idiots.
We know better.
Oh, right, yeah, because nerds are so sensible.
Hey, It's usually the frat boys that usually end up getting dressed as superheroes. Like, dude, look what I'm going to do.
I'm totally making a swear. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so what has everybody been doing this week?
Working, cleaning, trying to resist the call of the new game on Xbox.
And Fallout?
Bayonetta.
Oh, that's right.
Not necessarily a new game, but new to us.
Right.
And I'm still trying to figure out how not to die on the back of that plane, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, he may have pointers.
Plane.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was waiting just on pins and needles for Fallout New Vegas. And he accidentally had it sent to his old house in Maryland.
I read about that.
Yeah, and then asked his mom to send it. And his mom just waited for a while. Yeah. He's like, oh! He was driving him ape shit. Plus, so he ended up legally acquiring it on the computer. He's been playing it on the PC.
Yeah, then he had to block everybody who was playing it so they didn't get a spoiler. So it's like you can't see any of his friends on Twitter.
Like, you have no idea. Because this was in the height of our cleaning frenzy. And so he was like, okay, first of all, cleaning frenzy just sucks, right? And then he's like really dying for this game. And he was just like morose. He was just a moody bastard.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was, but he's happier now. Mm. He's getting his fix.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be probably getting mine Saturday before the party. Mm-hmm. I'll try to get another level in.
Yeah, totally.
I'm having way too much kicking angel ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't played Oblivion, but we had so much other stuff going on, so, yeah. And we're typing, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
It was something super secret, and then we weren't supposed to notice. What is she saying?
As we all stare at the screen.
Okay, we're going to call back again.
Aww. It's okay.
She didn't want to interrupt.
I was trying not to interrupt the flow so you guys wouldn't have to over-edit.
We will do this all night if we have to, hon.
Giggity.
Okay. We'll call you in a few.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of editing on this guest.
Yeah.
So really? You are precious.
Well, at least it's doing an edit point.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
It got all robotic again, and I could sort of follow the conversation. I wasn't saying anything because I wasn't really sure what you guys were saying.
Okay. So how's your week been, Amber?
I've been doing all right. I'm still kind of recovering. I had an insane accident 2 weeks ago.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm all right, but it's like the funniest and most retarded accident ever. I really am going to end up at Darwin Award eventually. That's all there is to it.
You didn't jump off a building, right? In the superhero.
I went to Whippersnappers and had a really, really good time, and then I went to an after party that some of my friends were throwing. Mm-hmm. We were all being goofy, and we were in the room where they usually throw their big events, mm-hmm. and we decided to throw all the pillows all over the floor and have a giant pillow fight. One of my friends kicked a pillow into the air, and it just so happened to hit the disco ball that just so happened to be right above me.
Oh, shit.
The disco ball landed on my chest.
Oh, no.
Because I was lying on the ground.
Oh, wow.
I didn't break anything. I bruised, but I didn't break anything.
That's good. It didn't cut at all, did it?
No, it didn't break. It didn't actually break. It just fell on me and then bounced onto the pillows.
I guess that's the best you could have hoped for.
Yeah, really.
I mean, really, it's so ridiculous because, like, I barely have any bruises whatsoever from it, which just, it pissed me off because it hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this should be like an epic kind of mark.
Right.
Tiny black spot on my ribs.
I'm seeing like a grid pattern.
Yeah, it's the perfect impression.
Only like a little tiny one.
Oh, wow. Did you get a chance to go to DomCon?
No, I didn't. There was something else you know what it was? It was the weekend right after Alchemy.
Okay. Yeah.
Completely tired.
Yeah, I kind of thought about it. I was like, but I don't know. It seems like it's so many professional doms. I'm kind of like, okay, well, I don't really, you know.
Yeah, I really feel like I had a lot of friends there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a huge leather contingent there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I know there are some pro doms that go there, but there's a mix.
Okay. It seems like most of what I hear are the pros. So, I don't know, I've kind of gotten the idea that it's more for the pros, but I haven't been, so. Have we lost you?
Yeah, I haven't been before. I just have a lot of friends that go.
Yeah. It's another one of these days, but it's, you know, it's a weird time of year, too, where the money's always short.
Yeah.
October's always such a busy month.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we keep saying that we're going to go to Netherworld, or I keep saying that I'm going to go to Netherworld, and this was going to be the year we were going to do it and didn't make it. Because you
went last year. It was kind of expensive. It's cool. Mm-hmm. But I guess after being around House of Shock in New Orleans, it's just not quite the same. House of Shock was just so intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill and I were actually talking this time last year. We were totally going to go and make it. And then this year, it's like, this is totally the year. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there, and there's just no chance in hell.
Right.
Then there's the zombie shootout.
Atlanta zombie apocalypse or apocalypse zombie apocalypse Atlanta or something like that.
Yeah, so
I always regret never getting my application in. I finished taking some acting lessons in college and I was like, I'm going to apply and see if they'll hire me to work. And I never sent the application.
At Netherworld or at the zombie?
Netherworld.
Okay.
Yeah.
The zombie thing, I think, is just this is the first year they've done it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I thought. I was like, I thought they just started that, but...
No, I was talking Netherworld, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Phantom, he actually tried to get on. We talked to our friend Strobel, who has worked there every year for, like, 10 years.
Right.
And,
I know Strobel. I saw him there last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very cool. He's still there. It's his every year thing. But he retired as Mad Scientist, apparently, and last year he was playing, like, an explorer, and I don't know what he's doing this year. But, yeah, we were, you know, because all he has to do is dress up and kind of loom over people.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of just be threatening.
Get the voices, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nothing came from it, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Always those things.
Yeah.
Any good movies or anything?
Not really.
Nope. I mean,
just finished listening to the summer movie episodes of Better in the Dark. That's about it.
Yeah.
I saw the first part of Dead Set and then we're recording the rest of it.
Which is, awesome. Yeah. We've watched a couple lately. What was that night?
Night of the Demons
remake? Oh, well, we did watch Night of the Demons, the remake with Shane Elizabeth
Fake boobies. Yeah. The fake plastic boobies.
Yeah,
we tried to watch that Sinbad movie the other night.
Yeah, we tried to watch Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger. And it just, for some reason, we got off track and
turned
it. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was Jane Seymour and like one of her first movies. So it's
in this tiny little harem outfit.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
There's no bad there.
No.
Not really.
Although I'm flashing on Jenna Hayes as the slave in Pirates 2.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking of small girls in little harem outfits. Okay, sorry. We're moving on.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. I'm not even a Jenna Hayes fan. It just popped into my mind. We watched... And what was the one that we watched that Patrick gave us?
Dark House.
That was pretty good. It was Fright Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Fangoria Fright Fest.
Where they do the 8 movies to die for.
Yeah,
kind of.
And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was like a haunted house where this woman had killed all these kids, and she goes back, and it was pretty good. what else?
Parasomnia
was good. I liked it. It was very psychological.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this woman who sleeps throughout her life and just wakes up for minutes at a time. Mm. And she is kind of sucked into this dream world by this bad guy, and it's really cool. So.
Huh.
I know we've still got Get Him to the Greek we need to watch.
Yeah, we need to get it back. And...
We were just talking about that.
Oh, I want to see that. I have such a thing for Russell Brand. Oh, my freaking God. I want that man so
badly.
It's so goofy.
Did you hear? He got married.
Yeah.
To who?
Katy Perry.
Yeah,
they just got married like over in India or something. I want to say like some. Yeah,
well, they both strike me as pretty wild.
That would be a fun couple.
Although I was reading something where she actually made him wait. And he was known all over England as a huge coxman.
Yeah,
he was his
huge coxman.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. Oh, he was known for sleeping around.
Wasn't he involved in some incident that almost got a show taken off the air over there?
That was when they basically called some guy and told him that he banged his granddaughter.
He's an admitted sex addict.
Okay. Well, hey, there are degrees of these things. Let's not judge.
I want to say I saw the wedding announcement on the end of Inside Edition or something because we were turning it over there for the next show. But so
very cool.
Married in the last week. They are a cute couple.
Yeah,
wish them the best.
Yeah, Joe's a fan of Russell Brand.
I find it a wild that it is the character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall that he's playing in Get Him to the Greek.
It's
using the same character he played in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
We weren't sure because he thought it was like a spinoff kind of thing, but I didn't know.
It is the same character, but
okay.
Which I love the character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, so that's one reason I'm so hyped to see the movie. Is like, I really liked his character there. I do want to see more. So plus he's just great. I mean, I think our first introduction to him was the MTV Music Awards or Video Awards or something.
Yeah, that was weird. He just kind of showed up out of nowhere.
But later on, we heard him talking about that on.
We saw a stand-up. It was the commercials for the MTV Awards that he was going to host the first time. Mm-hmm. They weren't funny. We didn't think they were funny. And then we watched his stand-up special.
Mm-hmm. Which was
and
great.
And rolled.
Okay.
And I want to say, didn't he talk about that in there?
Yes, he did. Talking about some of the stuff.
And found out that a lot of that just wasn't his idea.
Okay.
MTV made him do it.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, I can forgive you now. I like you again.
Okay. Amber, have you watched any good scary movies?
I really haven't seen any good scary movies lately. My husband's really into them. I just haven't had a chance lately.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of horror movies I want to see, but,
I think my only Halloween indulgence right now has been Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I've had the soundtrack going through my head.
Did you see the episode of Glee?
Yes, that was actually something I was going.
I
haven't gotten to watch it yet. I was good. Usually, I watch Glee on Wednesday nights after I get home from church. But since I'm doing this tonight, it's going to be a little later before I get to see the episode. But I've had the soundtrack going through my head all day.
Yeah, once you hear it, like I went and saw it about a year ago. And I could not stop singing it for, like, days and days and days.
Well, that's my, Sweet Transvestite's my go-to song for when we do karaoke.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
just have the best vision of you wearing a full, like, a corset with the stockings.
I'm usually kilted when I do it.
Can you work that out at some point? Seriously.
No.
Him up there in the kilt doing it, and then me and our friend Mike and anybody else that wanted to join in doing the audience participation stuff from the back of the bar.
Nice.
I don't remember if I've told the possession where she got really possessive while we were doing it on the cast.
Yeah.
Okay. We used to do karaoke in this place called Chaplin's.
Okay.
Up in Upper Roswell.
Okay.
And we went one night, and when we got there, it was me and her sister and our friend Four Legs.
Okay.
And when we got there, there was already a group of like four or five frat guys and one girl who kept getting up because it's one of those things when you go to karaoke, they usually have the KJ will play music in between songs as he's setting up for the next person.
Right.
But she would get up on the stage, so they actually had a stage set up, and like mimic that she was singing whatever song was going on.
That's
she'd
adorable.
Wasted. Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be wasted.
Okay.
And so we go, and the minute I get up there, and I'm doing Sweet Transvestites, the frat boys, I'm in my kilt. I'm in my Black Watch kilt.
Okay.
And the frat guys just all swarm and are like, yeah, and she's saying, the drunk girl saying, yodel.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
As one does when you're in a kilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was, like, pointing and reaching out. She was taking that as that girl was, that girl is trying to touch my man's kilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, from my angle, it looked like that's what she was reaching for.
Smack. Bam.
Yeah. So the way the bar is set up is the walking in, there's the stage, and then there's a raised area where they're seating, and then you can move on into the rest of the restaurant. We were on the first table right on the rise. So when I go down the stairs, she's waiting at the bottom of the other stairs.
And I mark my territory.
Yes. She lays a big wet kiss on me after getting on, after I get off.
So to speak.
For the longest time, he would say that was the incident where I peed on him.
She peed on me in public.
Which I did not actually pee on him.
Hey, don't knock it.
We were in the middle of a bar. It was public.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but yeah, that was her figuratively peeing on me.
Okay.
Mine.
Yes.
Nice. I play nicely, I share, but mine.
Yeah, yeah. There are some times when it's just appropriate to just let everybody know. Yeah. Very cool.
Well, plus him doing that on stage just does something to me, and I really can't explain it.
I told Joe, I was like, if we ever end up in any kind of karaoke situation, all I want to hear is I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen. Like, if he would sing that,
I can see that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I would just...
Yes, moisten. I have such a thing for Leonard Cohen.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Especially that song. I just love that song.
Unfortunately, depending...
Well, and that scene in Secretary...
Okay, the scene in Secretary, but have you seen, did you ever watch any of the L Words? Because there's scene where, I don't know if she's a drag king or really, no, she's a drag king in the episode, and she does it for Pam Grier's character.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, just like insane. So anyways. One of these days.
Yeah, but I actually tried looking for some Cohen stuff because I thought because he's low enough register that I can kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
But trying to find his stuff is almost impossible when you go to do KJ. You have to find the KJ that's got the stuff. If there's even a karaoke version of it.
And it's weird because you would think that his stuff would be kind of universal.
Yeah,
but he's not. I mean, he's not this. I mean, he's known, but he's not like known. You know what I mean?
One of the things that I got introduced to his actual name through a piece of fan fiction I was reading. Someone used the song First We Take Manhattan in like a circus scene in there. And that's where I got the name. And I thought, wow, these lyrics are really cool.
Uh-huh.
So I looked up the song. And then I started seeing other things. Like, wait a second. I love that song. Oh, so that's who that is.
That's kind of how I learned about Billie Holiday. They mentioned that they were playing her in a lesbian erotica story that I was reading. I was like, ooh, Billie Holiday, that sounds familiar. I know her from somewhere, and I went and found her music and realized I loved her.
Well, Christian Slater, I can thank Christian Slater for introducing me to Leonard Cohen, because on Pump Up the Volume, he used to open his radio show with Everybody Knows.
Okay.
Which was one of the bummer things about getting the soundtrack, because the version they had on the soundtrack was the Concrete Blonde's version of it, which is still a good version, but it's not. It wasn't the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. That's what I did. I was going to be a DJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I would love.
That's really cool.
I would love to have been. I'm basically doing what I saw him doing, you know. Because that's basically what he was doing was pirate radio podcasting.
Yeah.
It was podcasting before there was podcasting.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Oh, speaking of, there's a really good movie called Pirate Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my DVR. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's so freaking good. It is so good. You've got to watch it. Yeah, you especially, just, you know, being around music all the time, you'll love it because it's so music centric. It's a great movie. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. I want to see it.
Yeah. It's really good.
It did look good.
Yeah. So, okay, would you guys, we got two voicemails for our 50th anniversary.
Or 50th episode anniversary.
50th episode.
Yeah, it's not an anniversary.
Yeah, would you guys like to take a listen to those?
Yeah, let's listen to...
Sure.
Okay. Yay.
I can only imagine what we would sound like at 50th anniversary.
50 years of doing Kiki
and
the
Geek. Yeah, Jesus Christ. We'll be like, God damn it, I don't want to talk about it.
Kiki and the old folks home.
Exactly. Kiki and the golfer.
Oh, no, I'm still planning on being a geek until they put me down.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, but I'm just thinking that a lot of it would just be the get off my lawn cast.
Yeah, we kind of covered that last.
Get off my lawn, kids. That's one of the reasons why I want a home, is so I can shake my cane at people and say, get off my lawn.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Scott White from Instant Leftovers.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be good.
Yes.
Yay, Scott White.
Kinky and the Geek. 50 episodes. Wow. That's a feat. Hey, everyone. This is Scott _White, host of Instant Leftovers podcast, the Last Honest podcast, the voices of generation. Yes, the one and only Scott White. Here to let everyone know that even though King of the Geek has more episodes than we do, I still have their back. I would love to wish them a congratulations on their 50, and hopefully they will continue to do more than 50 more. Even 51 would be fantastic. Fleshline, she's always there, or, you know, a dawn to the dawn.
You text me at 1 a.m.
Pretty fun to talk about things with her. Mighty Bill, heck of a guy. One of these days, hopefully soon, I will come on down to your neck of the woods. And do you guys have that expression, neck of the woods?
Yes.
I thought that was a southern thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I know there's woods down in Georgia. I've been through Georgia.
Over the river and through them.
Which, as long as we don't go to Macon, which I hear already has its problems, as long as we don't go, I'm pretty much okay to go.
What's wrong with Macon?
Just because I've had an incident with there.
Scott, can you not go back to Macon?
Anyway, congratulations, guys. Hope everything goes well tonight. And like I said, there's the many more weird and kinky things that Heather will listen to and go, we should try that.
Woohoo!
Because sometimes, let's face it, crazy. Alright. Bye.
Yay. We love Scott. Thank you, honey, for leaving us a message. That was so sweet.
Yes.
And our neck of the woods, I thought that was southern.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised to hear it from you, actually.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's universal.
Right?
I'm from Pennsylvania. I guess so. I used to hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, so it is not just a southern thing, then.
Yeah, because he's from Minnesota.
Minnesota. I wonder if they say it in California. Maybe it's an east of the Mississippi thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Minnesota's east of the Mississippi, right?
Kind of, sort of. Isn't that where the Mississippi starts, is Minnesota?
I want to say. I don't
we'll
have
say
my
yes.
math.
Yeah. We'll say yes and we'll find
out. I'm not at work
he
with my Uber looking? Map. Addresses are supposed to be my thing, but I can never remember that stuff. That's the Uber map at work.
I'm just hearing the Indigo Girls, the way they did the Skate on the River song, and they talk about how, or one of the songs they talk about, the Mighty Mississippi is actually starts as a small stream in Minnesota.
Okay.
It's one of the songs off of, I think it's Rite of Passage.
I think it might be. I'm going to check.
Yeah, this is from DS. Hey, honey. How are you doing? Okay.
The maker of the Kinky and the Geek paddles.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
When he addresses that. So.
Oh.
Hey guys, DS here, just saying, you know, great job on the show. Congratulations on the 50th episode. Can't wait till the 100th. Wonder what you all do then. Might have to drag you guys out to a furry convention in March, see how that goes. I know you guys are always going to cons and stuff like that, so it's definitely something interesting to say the least.
Ears.
Lots of fun.
Okay.
Lots of drinking at night, so it's definitely interesting. As for your projects, hopefully I'll get those done sometime soon. I'm sitting here working on them now, and so far they're turning out pretty good. I'm really pleased with them. Phantom, I've got something coming for you too, so hopefully that'll go with your kilt that you got at Dragon Con. So I hope you guys enjoy, and keep up the good work, guys. See y'all later.
Yay, thank you, hon.
Yes, thank you very much.
I can
much.
Think of something else that you can give to Phantom. I'm just going to, that's all I'm saying.
That's all that needs to be said. We get it.
That is so sweet that you're making his stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I've seen his stuff. He's actually really talented. I'm trying to get him on Etsy to start selling his stuff, which apparently you can sell mature adult items.
Yeah.
As long as you mark them mature, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he's making us our own paddles.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that's cool. Yeah. He's talented.
Okay.
Oh my god, she just vibrated.
Yes.
I have never seen that happen. That's awesome.
I like new slappy toys.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, speaking of, I hadn't played for a long time. I set the boy on fire last night.
Yeah.
That was fun. As it were.
Nice.
Yeah, we did some fire play with the cotton swab, where you do the flash, the trails.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't work out so well because the alcohol that I had was kind of old.
Oh, okay.
So it only started really catching when I added some 91% alcohol in with it. But the 70 that I had, and you're supposed to use 70, just was not working all that well. I think it's because it was old. And then we did fire cupping. Actually, will you show your back?
Oh, yeah.
Bill's seen
it. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And wow.
He liked it. He said that, this one's already gone.
Yeah, wow, that's some nice marking.
He's got him on his ass, too. On his ass.
I don't feel it at all.
And actually,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it when you get a good mark, but it doesn't leave you in pain afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was playing as a bottom, I like the mark that hurt. Because I like it when you sit down, you can feel it.
Yeah, but I'm talking like, you know, where you're in pain and it's bad afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got a suggestion. This kind of came. We talked about, what was it, last cast or cast before the whole what's our next fetish we want to do? Well, we've got two new people to ask.
Three new people.
Well, no, he was... He
well,
mentioned
he was our studio audience.
Right.
Yeah, he
but I think he did
something he wants to try.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was kind of...
That was a good one for you,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of anyone.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we got to do the tying up soon.
Yeah, we've got to pay some rope. Yeah.
Be better bed than that. But figure something
out. No, I've got bondage points on the bed. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that will be a point in when we buy our new bed that bondage points will
be
a big...
Actually, the best thing for bondage is a metal futon frame. Because you've got that metal thing all the way around, you can tie to any of those points. It's perfect.
Oh, a wooden one wouldn't be bad either because it's got a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
Well, I like the metal because you don't have to worry about it rubbing.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it kind of wearing at the wood. So that's totally on my shopping list for one of these days. I just want a metal frame with a futon.
Get those at Walmart.
Yeah, for not expensive.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Okay, Alicia, what is your next fetish you want to try?
Well, of course, I have to echo the wax.
Because,
I mean, I've had a thing for wax since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to... I have ADD.
Mm-hmm.
I admit to it. I got distracted real easily. Well, I had this really cool desk lamp.
Mm-hmm.
On my desk to do my homework under. And, you know, it had one of, like, the fluorescent bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad habit of, instead of doing homework, holding crayons and melting them on there. Well, that bulb is still in that lamp, and it's on my dad's desk now.
Uh-huh.
And there is still crayon in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
To this day, they cannot get all the crayon out of it.
Yeah, I can imagine that would go away.
Yeah, but... Always, you know, and my favorite thing was to melt like a big point and then just like do play with it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally found my way into the community and found wax play, I was like, I have to try
thing.
That. Yeah. I have to try that. So,
well, one thing you should get, and I've got one because, you know, I type, I do chat, is one of those paraffin hand spas.
Oh, I've been thinking about
that. Just a big pool of, I actually got mine on eBay cheap. So, because it's kind of one of those things that you buy and you think I'll use all the time and you don't.
Yeah,
because,
you know,
fun.
My job keeps me at a computer typing all day.
Yeah.
And I've noticed sometimes that just...
Well, and especially in the winter.
Yeah.
Like, if you have any arthritic tendencies at all, like...
Which I do.
That actually, you know, just the warmth that kind of stays, it's really good for them.
Yeah. So, echoing on the wax... Definitely would like to try some different kinds of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I like being tied up. And I want to try some more of that.
Yeah, I've got to. We got to figure out suspension at some point.
Yeah, I don't think suspension would be my thing, though.
With
my acrophobia, even though it's not up high, it's the falling.
Oh, I like the idea of having him up and like completely prone and spread. Yeah. Okay. I'll just leave it there. Amber, what about you? What is your next new thing that you want to try?
Well, I was going to ask, can you recall me real quick?
Oh, sure,
It's all broken up.
Okay, just 2 seconds.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to try the wax, too.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the candles.
Do that.
So yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's a really good
time to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I do, because I have a very, very sensitive back, too, and that... Mm-hmm. Just the thought of it
gives
me shivers.
I was looking at the pictures of all the things I've done to him, and I do a bunch of things to his back.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you guys much better. It just, I don't know, it's something, it gets laggy and odd after we've been on for a little while.
Okay.
Skype does that too, but it's one of those things where you have to unplug the headphone and plug it back in, because that's what happens on Weekend Justice when they go robo.
Yeah, we'll just keep doing it.
And we can keep talking and just... call her back. You don't have to do as much editing.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was trying to type to you guys earlier.
Oh.
You made it like the big thing.
What is she typing? Oh my God, she's got a secret message for us. Oh, where are the keys
drink,
going?
Yeah. Remember to drink your Ovaltine. Drink.
So, what I was going to say, one more in the cutting.
Okay.
Stuff that I had started to get into last year. I really want to get more into cutting and scarification.
Ooh, nice.
I did needles for the first time with Lady Catherine back at FrolicCon.
That's right. How did that go?
I loved it so much.
Nice.
So that's the big one for me, is that I'd like to get way more into that and do more with scarification back to, I have a design that, Master Rickford did on my back a while ago.
Oh,
and I
want
to get it redone and maybe work on some other scars as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's definitely on my list too. I think we're going to Twisted Toyland in December and we're buying some scalpels. And
that's cool. I love scalpels.
Yeah, not even so much to use on Phantom, but possibly for him to use on me, because it's something I've always wanted to do.
I love it. I really love it. I would really like to eventually find a partner that is very into that. I haven't really had that in a long time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of those things. I had a really good scene at Whippersnappers not long ago, but it was just, like vlogging and stuff, but it got pretty rough. It was the roughest scene I'd done in probably over a year, but it was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. Was that the most recent
one? More impact play as well.
Was that the most recent Whippersnappers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard that was a good night. I heard a bunch of people had a good night.
It was really good. A friend of mine's going through some stuff right now, but he wanted to work out some of his top side a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting to play, and I played with him before, but not like this. This was really intense.
Very cool.
It was great.
Yeah, I actually, with all the transitions and everything and being in a long-term relationship, I haven't played very much at all. I mean, the last thing I had done was stapling and a little bit of Violet Wand at FrolicCon.
Oh, I love staples.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very into them. And I love giving needles, but it's, it's Phantom's not a pain slut, so yeah, it's going to be a while before we get there.
If you ever want to do some needle play talk, and when we're around, if you don't mind playing with girls, I love doing needles, especially with someone who knows what they're doing. I love it.
Well, I'm not hugely experienced. I've done it twice. But I do tend to do a lot of research before.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you do a lot of research for your stuff before you do it.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, I need to get Phantom out of the club. I think he's a little nervous about that. I don't know if he's so much in the public.
I'm such a public play whore. I really am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been.
I know a lot of people are more private play, but I came up in the BDSM world, leather community publicly. Mm-hmm. I never had really a long-term partner that I did a lot of private play with. Almost all my play for most of my years is in public.
Was public, okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
I guess I'm totally on the outside of most people's experience.
No, I started out doing a lot of casual play and a lot of public play. And then it's just now that I've really kind of gotten more into the private play. Which is, I actually really like the private play just because you can go kind of deeper with someone once you kind of know them.
Yeah.
But yeah, public has a lot to recommend it.
I would like more private play. It's very rare that I meet somebody that I'm that comfortable with. It's so weird, right. The stuff I'll do in public and not even think about. But the stuff in private, I mean, you just become more aware of your barriers, I think,
right.
In public.
Well, when it's just, you know, the two of you or something, it's definitely more intimate.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And you've got to have trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, for private, because there's nobody that you can yell to
right.
get a scene to stop, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go and the four of us go hit 1763. You had a great time.
I was just watching at that point, but yeah.
I want to go. I've wanted to go.
Yeah.
I've actually never been to an actual club.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
So.
You guys are so cute. Yeah. We were just talking about Rocky Horror, and we've got to break them into Rocky Horror. How did we meet them? They're so pure.
Phantasm.
A Phantasm.
What? That's where I met her.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's
I mean,
Final Phantasm.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's just like, how did
wow,
you know?
My wonderful cousin
so
who pulled the absolutely untouched virgin into Final Phantasm.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. And threw me into the playroom without telling me what it was.
Oh. Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my very first convention too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, just went ahead
throw me in the deep end.
Just broke you in.
Yeah.
Deep in hell, threw her in the ocean.
Yeah. And held her under.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah. That weekend was the first time I'd ever experienced Violet Wand, mm-hmm. and several other things.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever actually got propositioned by someone,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Because it was the Mr. Phantasm that year,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't comfortable with it because I'd seen him naked.
Yeah, the mystery's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Violet Wand is definitely still on our list, but that's our list when, you know...
We win the lottery.
Yeah, when we have a shit ton of money, so... Doesn't seem like that'll be happening anytime soon, so...
Well, we were going to bring it to your party, and then
we walked out of the
walked
door,
out
with
the door
it.
Without it.
Oh, yeah, and actually, you know what? You know who stayed the longest? My mother. My mom was like one of the last people to leave.
So that would have, yeah, we would that would have stayed
yeah,
in the car.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, excuse us. We're going to be back in the back for.
You know what's funny about that? Names. Mom would have been into it. My stepdad would have gotten pissed off. My aunt would have gotten pissed off, and my uncle would have been like riveted. Yeah, he would have been like, "Oh my god, I've only seen this on the internet."
Yeah,
he's a pervert. I live in constant fear that he's going to find my find out all about Fleshvine.
Right.
So,
well, one of our goals is to have the office cleaned up enough that maybe we can make that like a private, you know,
if people want to play.
So
with,
that if people
yeah.
want to play and
yeah.
they want to get a little more, but they don't
yeah.
want the whole public, so maybe make that like a private
yeah.
playroom
cool.
or something. Have
Very
the
cool.
wand hooked up in there.
Yeah. Should I bring the fire stuff?
No, we don't
no,
really
no,
have a place
that
to do
far.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. We just because our apartment also has sprinklers.
Oh yeah, that would be
yeah.
kind of inconvenient.
Because it's
yeah,
it's one of those things where the apartments
yeah.
have to have sprinklers now.
Oh nice, that'll ruin a party.
Yeah, so you don't really want to have fire play in an apartment.
Right, right.
I mean, we have a porch, but it's not really big a porch, and it's not private. You'd be out there for everyone
mm-hmm.
to see.
And be dark.
Yeah.
Yes, but when you're aflame, people kind of notice. Hey, there's
Is
something
a
flame over there.
Fire. Sweet.
Yeah. But we talked about doing that. Get the center of it open up enough
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we close
yeah.
shades or something.
Yeah,
plus, we were thinking about that would be where we can inflate the mattress in case anybody wanted to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Because we're making that punch and
yeah,
we still need to get that second 2 gallon thing to make
like
a second.
Yeah, because we've got the ingredients,
mm-hmm.
but we just don't have enough stuff to put it in to mix it
yeah.
up yet and need to get that soon.
Now I should say, because I kept trying to figure out what that punch was. I kept trying to figure out what it was I had decided on.
Right.
And I made it. I realized where I kept going wrong. I used apple cider, like one part apple cider.
Right.
One part unsweet black tea or unsweet tea. One part ginger ale and like a half part rum. So it's the ginger ale that I kept forgetting.
Oh, okay.
And then I added like 3/4 cup of sugar, because really would have been better with a sweet tea, and mulling spices to taste.
Yeah,
and it turned out pretty.
The mulling spices really made
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it
needed it. Yeah, Yeah, and I've got a picture of that left in the fridge.
Yeah, because Eric told us for the hurricane mix to add a little sugar.
Okay. Mm, yeah. So. Yeah.
It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know. I'm stoked to try it.
But I am going to have a non-alcoholic punch there too. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make up the family's London Fog, or as we called it as children, London Frog.
And that's so good. Actually, we were talking about it last week. That is so good with rum in it. Yeah. I know you're probably going to make it, you know.
I'll make it that way.
We'll have rum. We'll have rum to put some in.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, that goes so well with rum.
I can imagine it would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of...
It's just ginger ale and lime sherbet, so.
Yeah. There's no bad there.
We started calling it frog because we always tried to make sure that we get a clump of the sherbet, and that was the frogs.
Yeah.
We were weird, weird children.
Nice.
Okay, we ran around... Yeah, we were really good children.
We all were.
Yeah, when you're playing Adam's Family with the four of you and have your cousin kissing up your arm, pretending that she is Gomez and you are Morticia, it gets really weird as kids.
You have to cross on some batteries.
Especially considering the person we played with that one time that you said looked like your...
Yes, okay, that happened. You didn't know that was happening. It was weirding me out a little bit.
So, Amber, what do you drink?
Well, I'm really into wine, but I also do like rum as well.
Okay.
It just really depends.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried Kraken rum? That's one of Phantom's favorites.
I don't think I've had that one. I just, right now my obsession is the Captain Morgan Special Reserve without anything else, just sipping it. It's the only alcohol I really like to sip.
Okay.
That was one that Four Legs kept wanting to try to find. In fact, they had a bottle of something else that the person told him was supposed to be the same, and he didn't like it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should stop and maybe try some of that.
Yeah.
I'm not actually generally a huge rum fan, but I'm kind of getting into it more.
That's why we got you the vodka. I had a feeling. I haven't remember you saying something about rum.
Yeah, and we haven't tried it yet, but I'm stoked because I was so, I get that stomach bug after the party. I was I didn't drink anything, and I've got a fridge filled with beer, so we're going to bring some beer to your place. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know.
That's great. That's great, so we won't have to buy as much.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and we're bringing a six-pack of the one that we made, so, yeah.
Which was rather tasty.
Yeah. Yes. Only a six-pack, because we've got to keep a lot of that, because that shit was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still find it funny that when we were shopping for your rum that we came across that the Three Olives actually makes a bubblegum-flavored vodka now.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It tastes like death. Don't drink it.
I can't imagine that would be
I was wary of it.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. We were in Florida. There's actually pictures on my Facebook that Age took of before and after pictures of me trying it because my reaction to it was just so extreme. It was horrible. I can't even explain.
Yeah, I get it. Just but can't see bubblegum.
You know what actually is the pinnacle? They have a whipped cream vodka that's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
What would you mix that with? See. I'm trying to think.
Orange juice.
Oh.
Does it taste like a dreamsicle?
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds like
it's
your phoning.
One of my favorite drinks, and it's cheap too.
It sounds like your foaming mouthgasm.
Yeah, Okay, when I'm bored and want to drink, I just start mixing shit at my house. And I actually, I actually had some Cruisin' Cream rum, which is like a cream liqueur, but rum-based, that I mixed with orange soda. And it foams up like a float. And it's very creamsicly. That's a foaming mouthgasm.
Yeah, it's a lot like what I do with my creamsicle, which is some kind of... flavored soda. Usually I like doing it with strawberry, and then I mix it with like Bailey's.
Yeah, same exact.
I think our two obsessions right now are the 90 proof Captain Morgan's coconut rum and the 100 proof Smirnoff, the vodka,
the espresso
and the root beer.
Yeah. Now I've got to try the root beer, but
we have some in the freezer. Yeah.
The espresso was awesome, actually.
Yes.
I
had that at Dragon Con. I had that at Dragon Con.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That was in my flask at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
So.
Tasty.
Yes. The root beer's going to be the good
And if this new punch works out, it'll probably be something I will mix up for like con, just so we could like drink throughout the weekend on it, or even throw a little sit down. Because one of the things I've thought about is doing like maybe especially if you guys come with us at Chattacon, just doing like a small like kind of not a whole big old party, but uh-huh. like a small sit down Kinky and the Geek meet and greet type party.
Yeah, that could be cool. Yeah. Well, and yeah, no, we are seriously talking about it because we should have like a little bit of birthday money then. So yeah, it sounds like a really good getaway. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Chattacon.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of jazzed about
it's
that.
A small night, yeah. And usually, yeah, and they've got a hot tub you can use.
Yeah.
That usually will get broken into at some point. No bad usually,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have lots and lots of pictures of that. In fact, a couple with a certain somebody in it.
Amber. Oh.
Yes, I have pictures from like 2 years ago at Chattacon. You in the hot tub. Yeah.
Oh. When they had, like, I think everybody got in that hot tub.
Yeah, if there was, like, one more person, I think there were going to be, there would be people, like, falling out the sides.
Nice. So, yeah, actually, Amber, how was your Dragon Con?
I didn't go to Dragon Con.
She wasn't at Dragon Con.
This year and didn't give me any reason why, so screw them. I went to Burning Man.
Oh, nice.
Well, sweet. Time.
Well, how was your Burning Man?
Burning Man was phenomenal. Oh. It's really rough out there because you're in the middle of the desert,
uh-huh.
and no matter how many times people explain it to you, you just don't understand until you're there. You're there. You're breathing in that sand for days. You're eating it. You're drinking it. The conditions are rough, but it was amazing. I mean, I'm walking through the desert. One of the best experiences. I got to go roller skating in the middle of the desert, in the middle of a dust storm. Somebody had built a roller disco in the middle of Burning Man.
Nice. Yeah, that's...
So I love Burning Man.
That's totally on the list.
Yeah, I'm kind of over Dragon Con.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you have reason to be.
Yeah.
No reason. I asked directly. They wouldn't give me a reason. And, you know, of course, I'm getting different stories from different people. After the last year that I was there, I got nothing but compliments. And the staff seemed to love working with me. There was no reason for it.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's not like I'm the only DJ they've burned a bunch of bridges with. So,
yeah.
No, I won't be doing that again.
It does seem like there are a lot of things that were different this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were kind of pissed off about various and sundry things that, yeah, they were doing differently.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's, you know, I'm not trying to sound bitter. My feelings were hurt. You mm-hmm. know, I had a phenomenal time last year, and then to go from that to nothing
mm-hmm.
made absolutely no sense. I mean, if there had been a reason, it would have just, you know, it would have sat a little bit better with me, but it wasn't even handled well. I actually had to finally ask what was going on, if I was even going to be DJing again after I'd been there the last couple of years, and, you know, eventually I get a reply back that just says, no, we're going a different way, but they still kept one of the other DJs,
huh.
So I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Huh. Well, who knows, maybe they'll, you know, call in back next year.
I wouldn't go back. I'm now hooked on Burning Man.
Right. You won't be there.
The money, I'd rather do Burning Man.
Ah, nice. Nice. Very cool. Yeah, that's on our list for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You guys definitely need to do Alchemy.
Okay.
It's the regional burn. It's fantastic. It's only, like, only about 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in Georgia. It's really awesome, though.
I do hear a lot of good things, but I kind of hear them just, you know, from the sidelines, like, after it's already over, usually.
Well, it's the first weekend in October every year.
Okay.
Well,
if it's something you're interested in, I'm heavily involved with it every year.
Okay.
So let me know. I'll make sure you know all the details.
Okay, it's very
fantastic.
Cool.
It's so worth it.
Well, very cool.
I had friends that went, Thompson, and her boyfriend
mm-hmm.
went. They were in Camp Science. In fact, that was their
awesome.
Camp. They're the ones that built.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were the ones that built the big Simon game.
Oh yeah.
That was them.
Cool.
That's awesome. I love the science people, and I was part of Fucking Awesome, which was the first sex positive theme camp at Alchemy, and it was fantastic. It went over so well, and I threw one of my masturbation parties there. First time I'd ever done it at a burning event, and it actually went really well.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. You know, there is a precedent, too, with, like, Duck's Dog, as far as just, like, a kinky weekend camping trip.
Yeah, sort of. It's nothing like Duck's Dog.
Really? Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. There's not a lot of self-reliance at Duck's Dog. There mm-hmm. are vendors. There are, showers and stuff like that. At Alchemy, there are showers, but they don't always work. there are no vendors. You are completely, like, there's no places to buy food. You completely have to be self-reliant. It's a very different set of people and a very different set of circumstances. I'm not really sure how to explain it, so I really think you guys would love it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. The maybe showers and the no food. That's kinda, yeah, that sounds awesome.
It's actually really awesome. It's a burner thing. They do have showers at Alchemy. They're just not, they just don't always work. But the food thing, you get used to it. You'd be amazed at what people will just get to.
Okay.
There's no trade. There's no selling thing. The way the economy works is it's a gifting economy. If you feel like giving someone something, you give it to them.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what.
Actually, really a cool thing.
Okay. Yeah, no, it does sound like a lot of fun. It's definitely on the list. I tell you what, we're going to call you right back because you're kind of drifting off.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sorry, hon. 2 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like camping. It's one of those things where I guess you just have to bring your camping equipment and just a lot of food.
You know, we can always borrow my brother's stuff, and he's got a big old tent and all.
Right.
He said we can borrow. I mean, honestly, the four of us could fit in my tent. Yay, yeah. Okay. Much better. Yeah, you got quieter and quieter and quieter.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it was more like it was like for some reason your computer was pulling away.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like you anymore. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go to all the pagan gatherings at Dragon Hills, and I like Dragon Hills a lot. I never really saw it as being cushy. I'm not a hardcore camper.
I haven't been camping since I was an infant, so.
Oh, God.
2001, I think, was this.
I used to go to Dragon Hills a lot. I used to. But I just don't like the mentality over there anymore. There's just a lot of negativity.
Last
couple events that we tried to go there really just did not go that well. And I've just, since I've discovered the burners and the different regional burns, I don't think I'll ever go back. There's just so much more positive energy. There's so much less drama.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, as crazy as it sounds, because I mean, there can be accidents and stuff at the burns, they're just taken care of much better.
Okay.
There are always, you know, first aid on call and that kind of stuff. I feel safer at a burn than I ever did at Dragon Hills.
Huh. Yeah, honestly, it's been probably, it was before I met my ex, so it's been like 10 years since I've been to Dragon Hills. I don't know. I haven't been there recently enough to know.
Well, it changed ownership, and they've been trying to do a lot of different things out of there, some positive, some completely not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just the way things go. Things change.
Yeah. Well, Alchemy sounds like a lot of fun, though. I think you kind of signed on 4 people.
Yeah, I'd be willing to go. It looked fun.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have to work out a solar shower, because really the no showering just doesn't sound cute to me.
Yeah, I guess I'm used to it because, like, at Transformers, there aren't any showers.
Okay.
You know, we've gone every year for that. It really just depends on where the burn is and, you know, how the property is taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, and solar showers aren't that big a deal. I mean, they're, you know, cheap and easy to deal with, so.
Yeah, that's what we use at Burning Man.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I think, all four of us are kind of, like, nodding and looking thoughtful, so. We'll see you there next year.
It's wild. It's an experience. It's something you have to prepare for.
Uh-huh.
But it's really amazing.
Very cool. Yeah, okay. See, we need to, like, start a calendar.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yeah.
We've got so much going on next year. So many new things. We need to start a calendar.
Well, I've already got a countdown for several things on my iPhone, so for next year's Frolicon and DragonCon and ChattaCon and stuff like that.
So we've already got our room for DragonCon.
And for Frolicon and for ChattaCon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got in this group who they were trying to buy some rooms for DragonCon as a group.
Right.
I haven't heard anything about it. I don't think they were able to do that, so yeah. So we're
I know we have our room because we've already paid the deposit, or at least it's already hit my credit card.
Yeah, it's hit the credit card. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't expecting it yet, but
I don't think anybody was. I don't think anybody was really told that the deposit was going to come out immediately, because a lot of times when they do the deposit, because I know with Frolicon's hotel, it comes out the week before.
Yeah.
It hits the week before Frolicon.
Right.
Well, this last year at Dragon Con, it didn't hit until like a month before the con.
Right.
But it's already gone. So.
I think a lot of this is also due to we're dealing with dealing with space with the football people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and the hotels are
so competitive.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much why I know they said this year the Marriott actually did not have as many rooms as they normally did, and I think part of that was they were probably leaving it open for football people. Yeah,
that really sucks. I mean,
But especially the way the economy is going right now, and especially since, you know, you're fighting for every dollar any year, really,
right.
Especially when you're dealing with like conventions and stuff like that, Atlanta being such a convention city, mm-hmm. you know, they're fighting for every nickel and dime that they can get their hands on. So, I mean, you can't really blame them, but unfortunately,
it seems like bad planning. It seems like, you know.
Well, I think the bad thing is the team, some of the teams that get picked.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go for the teams that have better traveling fans
to bring in the money
because you're not going to really see the way the Chick-fil-A Bowl is going, mm-hmm. the kickoff bowl is always going to be ACC versus SEC,
mm-hmm.
so you're not going to see a Georgia Tech considering mm-hmm. that's in state, and you're not going to get that same revenue. Right, you're going to have the people who will drive in for it. You'll sell the tickets definitely, but you're not going to sell the hotel room. You're not going to have
the
restaurants.
Should be on a different weekend.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where who's going to blink?
Because
this is that. I mean, it just happens to be Dragon Con happens to be the same weekend as college football,
right?
And unfortunately, the better traveling teams, you know, fans are also sometimes the more rowdier ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, we were hearing way too many bad things about the LSU fans this year.
Yeah. Oh my God, on MARTA, they were insane. Just obnoxious twits, just frat boys.
And then and then last year it was Virginia State. So.
Yeah. Well, we're at an hour and two.
Okay.
All
right. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Boobies.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you grab them on a regular basis so they will fly off.
Yeah. As we discovered at CVS, I realized that is why Phantom has been grabbing my tits in public everywhere we go because they were getting ready.
You never know when they'll fly off. That's right.
Like, pull you aside in health class in high school.
No, nobody tells us this stuff.
They don't tell us anything in school.
I learned that's
horrible. Then how do we know?
I don't even know where the fucking Mississippi River starts. So, you know.
Small stream, never
mind. Yeah.
Starts in Minnesota.
Amber, did you have anything that you wanted to pimp?
No, I've had a good time. Yay. I appreciate you guys asking me that.
Thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Yeah, maybe one of these days we can do it in person so we can all, you know, talk face to face.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Either that or have her join us when we do it at Frolicon.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Next time we do. Oh no, she's not busy at all at Frolicon.
Right. Right. Yeah. I've heard that's a real mellow weekend.
Yeah.
Very cool. God, we're just full of clever.
Yeah, well, we just don't have anything. Well, I mean, we've been working. Yeah. We've all been working our asses off for you know, the kinky party, and then now the geek party.
And I got like 4 hours of sleep last night, so I'm even less clever than my usual 5 or 6 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. Be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Amber.
Yay.
Bye. Good night.
Night.
All right.